All right, I'm going to start this off with a quick disclaimer. This set of guides is designed to be fairly general and may not include some specifics I have decided were beneath notice or not worth mentioning. This guide will be for the Ice Plane. The Ice Plane is located on the newbie island of Archaeus in Redfern's Floating Palace. I recommend this area to individuals level 20 or higher, or level 15 in a group for experience purposes, and recommend it to levels 30 and up for the Ice Dragon and Jezreel. To prepare for this area, you will want to bring cold and breath saves to a minimum of 50% cold and 40% breath if you plan on facing the Ice Dragon. A strong fire shield at around 40% resist should suffice for the remainder of the area. After entering the portal, you will find yourself on a large plain stretching east to west. Insignificant spiders roam this area, as well as little thunderclouds. There are two exits along the north edge of this area, one leading to the ice caves where the dragon lives, and the other leading to the lair of the polar bear. There is a single exit on the west edge of this area that leads down into Jezreel's tunnels. I recommend killing the polar bear very last, as once you wake him, he will patrol the plains and potentially cause trouble later. Entering the caves to the north, where the ice dragon lives, you will come to an intersection with northwest and east exits, as well as south, which is back the way you came. Greater ice elementals will be your primary source of difficulty in these tunnels. They cast ice bolts and cone of cold at fairly high levels and are susceptible to fire and dispels. If you take the west exit from the intersection, you will find a lair you can enter and fight a yeti. The yeti loads an icicle you will need to unlock the door that Jezreel is in later. Stash this icicle away and grab his saving cold, hand and footwear if he has loaded it. Proceed back down the east exit from the intersection and you will come to the ice dragon. The ice dragon only wanders two rooms, the one he spawns in and the one directly south of him. Although you do have to worry about elementals or annoyance mobs wandering in if you're resting just outside the area. The ice dragon breathes ice, and this is where your cold and breath save come in. He also has a decently strong melee attack and will cast Cure Critical Wounds once he reaches around 30 hit points. While you have the option of just fighting a war of attrition with him and waiting for him to eventually run out of mana, I recommend retreating out at around 40% and just trying to down him in one run. Don't forget that Tripping and Feeble Mind can both prevent him from casting Cure Critical Wounds. The Ice Dragon has the potential to load a very wide variety of pretty good items at really low chances, so it's definitely worthwhile to kill him a couple times if you have the opportunity. Probably the most noteworthy of his loading items is the sword Frostbrand. Once the Ice Dragon is down, we can head back down to Jezreel's Tunnels, which is west off the plains that you start this area in. Along the way, you should try to kill the polar bear, as if you fail to kill it, it will not follow you into Jezreel's Tunnels. Once you go down into the tunnels, you will have the option of either going north or south, with a couple little exits leading east. One of the little eastern tunnels, you will find a skeleton that sometimes loads a Tome of Possession. Down the southern tunnel, you will find a couple blocks of ice that can be opened, thanks to the icicle from that yeti, and contain an ice spider and frost giant. I seem to remember these being fame, so they're definitely worth taking out. Also to the south is a very beautiful cathedral with some pretty nice long descriptions. If you head back north, you will find a door you can unlock with the icicle. This houses Jezreel. Jezreel casts Dispel Magic and Cone of Cold at fairly high levels, as well as casting Cure Critical, like the Ice Dragon, at low hit points. He's a bit tough to take down, but, as with the Ice Dragon, he runs out of mana fairly quickly, and since he relies on spells as his main source of damage, once he's out of mana, it's a slippery slope to death. His only notable item is the Cone of Cold, and once he's down, you're done with the ice plane. Hope you had fun and enjoyed the fairly entertaining area.